This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Confirmed coronavirus cases approached 1 million around the world on Thursday, despite more than half the world in some type of lockdown. The U.S. is preparing for what President Donald Trump warns will be horrific days ahead. The U.S. death toll from COVID-19 is now over 5,000, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. Experts are warning that there could be up to 240,000 deaths in the U.S. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits has hit a record high for the second week in a row as the economic toll tied to the coronavirus gets worse. More than 6.6 million people filed jobless claims in the week ending March 28th. The U.S. Department of Labor said that's nearly double the week earlier, which was also a new record. This is a stark reversal for the world's biggest economy, where unemployment has been around 3.5%. 80% of Americans are under some form of lockdown, and most businesses in the U.S. are closed. President Donald Trump told CNBC News Thursday that he expects Russian President Vladimir Putin and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to announce a deal to cut oil production by 10 million to 15 million barrels. West Texas Intermediate crude surged more than 30% to a session high of $27.39 per barrel, putting it on track for its best day on record. International benchmark Brent jumped 24%. Demand for oil has been low amidst the coronavirus outbreak, which has halted travel and slowed business activity. This as a price war broke out between top producers Russia and Saudi Arabia. The kingdom has called for an urgent meeting for OPEC members and its allies. This is VOA News. Since emerging in China in December, COVID-19 has infected nearly 1 million people, and the march towards 50,000 lives lost is underway. The pandemic is wreaking havoc on the global economy, healthcare, and political systems, and forcing world leaders to react. The European Commission Thursday introduced a plan that would provide $109 billion to help support unemployment plans in European Union nations strained under the current coronavirus pandemic. The Commission saying the plan is the largest ever response to a European crisis and that it's designed to provide financial assistance through loans from the EU to its 27 member states. Member states must pay back the loans. The EU Commission president said the plan's aim is to keep people working through the period of low unemployment and keep companies strong enough to return to market once conditions improve. The European Commission told Hungary's prime minister Thursday that emergency powers he has assumed to combat the coronavirus outbreak risk upending democracy and must be subject to proper parliamentary and media scrutiny. On Monday, Hungary's leader secured an open-ended right to rule by executive decree. Also, under a new law, anybody deemed to be hindering measures to curb the spread of the virus or spreading false information about it faces up to 5 years in jail. More than a dozen EU member states have expressed concern over the new law. This is the time to kill coronavirus, not the time to kill democracy, said the Czech member of the Executive Commission responsible for upholding EU values and transparency. President Vladimir Putin has ordered most Russians to stay off work until the end of the month to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Speaking in a televised address to the nation on Thursday, Putin said he was extending the non-working policy he ordered earlier for this week to remain in force throughout April. He said there are exceptions. Essential industries, grocery stores, and pharmacies will remain open. Shenzhen has become the first Chinese city to ban the sale and consumption of dog and cat meat. It comes after the coronavirus outbreak was linked to wildlife meat, prompting Chinese authorities to ban the trade and consumption of wild animals. Shenzhen went a step further, extending the ban to dogs and cats. The new law will come into force on May 1st. 30 million dogs a year are killed across Asia for meat, says the Humane Society International, which praises Shenzhen's move. However, the practice of eating dog meat in China is not that common. The majority of Chinese people have never done so and say they don't want to. For more on this and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app to your mobile device. This is VOA.